There's only one station that loves the North East. BBC Radio Newcastle.
Now, we often hear how hard it is for entrepreneurs to succeed in the Northeast, but imagine how difficult it could be if you have mental health problems. Well, Tyneside is to be the first area in the country where guidelines and support for people with that sort of problem are going to be published. Lionel Joyce is with me now. He runs his own business, but also has a form of manic depression. Lionel, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I don't think people really understand these terms when we use them, do they?
I don't think they do, no.
Would you like to explain?
Well, manic depression. I think most people understand depression. They understand what it feels like to be really low and very, very low. Mania is a sort of excitement, very high excitement. I don't get full-blown mania. I just get kind of high and elevated mood. And then there are other forms of mental illness where you get delusions or psychosis. And you suffer quite a lot of discomfort mentally. And it's really very upsetting, but it's very widespread, you know. One in four people in the course of their life will have a mental illness. So very common.
And there's still a great stigma attached to this, isn't
there? Huge stigma. Don't know why.
Where's that come from?
Don't know why. If you think women between the ages of 15 and 60, 50% of them, one in two of them will get depression during that period of time. And yet they feel they have to hide it, conceal it from their employers. Don't know, I think it's rooted very deep in our viscera, you know, some sort of medieval fears of what it really means. It's just another illness, and as soon as we can put it in that box, the better.
So is this you on a good day today, then? Because, I mean, you know, you don't strike me as being a depressive at all.
No, I have lots and lots of good days. I mean, most of my days are good days, but it just requires a bit of thought and management and, you know, avoiding highly stressful situations if I can, and just enjoying life and having a good time. And
I mean, for some people, you know, coming through that studio door is a stressful situation. So is this affecting you now or not?
Yes, I had took 5 minutes before I came in, just got my head in the right space, realised that actually what I was going to say isn't that important, you know. I know you're probably a nice guy, you're probably not going to beat me up, and the message that we want to give might reach some people who it'll help.
So what is the main message?
The message is that there are now available to people with a history of mental illness or with actual mental illness at the moment the opportunity to go and start their own businesses. If they go down to PNE, and let's face it, most people want to have productive activity. And yet lots of people can't hold down the old 9-to-5 routine because your mood goes, your feelings are upset, you can't get up in the morning. So why not start your own business? If you go to PNE in Pink Lane, they will now help you to think through how you can start your own business, what grants you can get, what help you can get, and then you can manage your life in a sensible way.
Oh, there's some days then when you feel so bad, it's difficult to get out of bed and even go through your own front door.
Yes, yes.
It's difficult to understand that, isn't it, Liz? Looking at
it is, but I totally agree that there is a stigma that there shouldn't really be there, and it's a bit like, you know, if you break your arm, you can see it's visible, and you know people are very sympathetic. But if it's something internal or mental, you can't see it, and it's not as easy to comprehend, is it?
No, it isn't. And you sit there and you can't move, and you're feeling hopeless and useless, and you really just wish to be dead. And people are looking at you saying, well, what's wrong with you? You know, get on with your life. And in fact, there isn't a choice about it. We have chemicals operating in our brains, and sometimes they go awry, and they cause us to feel things we really don't want to feel.
So how do you feel about taking drugs to control that chemical reaction?
If it works, take it. For God's sake, absolutely. And, you know, why you take drugs for other illnesses, why not take drugs for these?
Don't you worry about getting hooked on them?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, they know about the addiction of certain drugs. I mean, most drugs aren't actually addictive. Most drugs are straightforward therapy, and once you've taken them and you come off them in the right way, there's not a problem at all. And certainly the antidepressants are very, very well researched.
Well, sitting alongside you, Stuart Anderson, who's managing the Business Minds Initiative, the project in the North East. Stuart, good morning to you.
Morning, mate.
So what can you do then to help people with mental health problems wanting to start their own business?
Well, Project North East provides its core business is to provide business support for people who want to start in business. We've been doing that for 25 years. Now, what we can do is provide people with more intense support, and our advisors now have been briefed on some guidelines that I wrote in conjunction with Lionel just on the behaviour and the understanding of men of people who have mental illnesses. So it's things like being aware of the main illnesses and being sympathetic to those people, so that the advisor can get the best out of the person when they go for an advice session.
Most people, presumably, Lionel, would try and keep it quiet, though. The fact that they've got a problem.
That's the thing that talking to you, I hope, will start to change, yeah. Mike. You know, if we think about manic depression, some of the most creative people in the whole of our history have had manic depression, yes? I mean, who've actually created great art, great comedy, great actors, and we ought to be saying, hey, this is good news. Let's get some mentally ill people into our staff because they're going to liven the place up. They're going to bring new ideas, different perspective. And I hope this programme's a small contribution to
that. Well, let's hope so. I mean, but your average businessman or businesswoman is not going to take that view, are they? Let's be honest about it, they're not.
I think things are changing, and hopefully things like this will help that change, in that, you know, people with mental health problems can provide, again, they've got just as good a business ideas as anyone else has. Those people starting in business, if it's not for them, it's certainly given them experience to then go maybe into a job. They've had experience of trying to run their own business. So, it's good all round, really.
Well, guys, best of luck. Thank you. There is a phone number, isn't there, to call if people want more information?
There is, but they can contact me at Project Northeast, which is, the phone number is 0191 230 6401, or they can pop into our Pink Lane offices and we can have a chat with them there.
Stuart and Lionel, thanks for coming in this morning. That number again, if you want more information, is 0191 230 6401.
The Blue Bus Show on BBC Radio Newcastle.